Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Jelaida Brooks with you this morning on Speak Life. We are so happy and delighted, I think, to see the gospel conductor has come across the 40, how many miles is it?
Oh, Minister J, 142.7. I counted every last one of them this morning.
Thank the Lord. And he was able to get nourishment, unhealthy, but he did get nourishment his body with his orange Polly Pop. Praise the Lord. But we are so happy to be here. And I'm also happy because I have a special guest with me in the studio this morning. I have my grandson Zion here, and I'm going to see if he's going to say a word this morning. You want to say good morning to everyone?
Good morning, everyone.
And who else do you want to say good morning to?
Good morning, Pastor Ty. Good morning, Pastor White.
And who else? Whose birthday is it?
Good morning, my sister's birthday.
What's her name?
Tinnerin.
Okay, good, good. Thank the Lord. He kept telling me all night that he wasn't going to speak at all, so I didn't know if he was going to say anything or not. But thank the Lord, he got over his shyness. I think when he saw Pastor Tyson, he was raring to go. He's been grabbing at this mic since we got here.
Well, I'm going to tell you, he's a very handsome young man and very can speak loud and clear. Amen.
Well, good. You think he takes after his grandmother, I think.
I ain't mad at you.
Praise the Lord. I pray for good-looking grandchildren, and the Lord did not disappoint. Stop. All right. Praise the Lord. Good morning again, as he has said, to Pastor White down at the barbershop and to my parents, William and Betty Wilson, and praying their strength in the Lord. And if you guys in your prayer time would lift them up to the Lord, that their bodies may continue to be healed and recover from the infirmities that would attempt to overtake them. I say good morning to my sisters that have traveled here, one for her, I forgot how many years, reunion. I wouldn't dare say it over the air because I have to go back to the house and face her. Deidre is here in town, as well as Maynell, my oldest sister, and my granddaughter, Taryn, turned 8 this week. And I say good morning to her. And there's a house full of little 7 and 8 year old girls that are probably rubbing the sleep out of their eyes right about now, because I called them and told them to wake up so that they could hear us on the radio this morning. So good morning to each and every one of them. And I also want to say before I begin that if you hadn't heard already, we are celebrating the pastor and wife anniversary over at Bethlehem. So I just want to congratulate Pastor White and Minister White for 44 years of service. I haven't been there. I've only been there 4 years, but it's been a blessing to me, you know, physically as well as spiritually, to be there at that assembly with those great faith believers. We have an awesome time. We had an awesome time on last Sunday. If you didn't know, you need to ask somebody, because we did go to the throne of grace with a word on last Sunday. Reverend Thomas came over and just tried to take the church apart over Reverend Thomas from Vernon. And it was a blessing to see the brethren come together and to encourage someone. And it was truly sincere encouragement, I believe, because it was, you know, the spirit was so high and the people that spoke and everyone that participated. It was truly a blessing to be in that house on last Sunday. And just because you missed last Sunday doesn't mean you won't be able to take part this Sunday, because, again, we will have the second portion of the anniversary celebration on tomorrow at the 11 o'clock and the 3 o'clock hour. And so we invite you all out. And I just want to lift a word of encouragement from a sermon that we heard on last week. If you have your swords, we'll go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 35th verse. And that scripture reads, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." And that word for us this morning, it says, cast not away your confidence. And when you look around in the world and just think back in your life, there's often times where you learn something, you knew something, you believe something, and you were all gung-ho, You know, that's often, I don't know why that's coming up in my spirit, but that's often the case in relationships. When you first meet someone, everybody's all goo-goo, ga-ga, and your eyes are all, you know, flitting around, and everybody loves everybody, and it's all happy and warm and fuzzy. But then after a little time passes, you start to wonder, now, how did I get here, and what brought me here? And because there's a few little bumps in the road. There's a little things that happen, and it makes you kind of look back and question what brought you together. It questions that relationship. It makes you question that involvement one with the other. And so it is in our natural relationships. It also occurs that way in our spiritual relationships. Sometimes when we accept Christ, we get the misnomer that all things are going to be perfect from that point on, and that we'll not have trouble because God will be fighting for us. And there will be some time. There will come times, which we are getting to those times. We're in the midst of them. If we're not just on the in the middle of it already, there'll be times when your faith will be tested, because you'll be getting challenges on every side. You'll make sacrifices of time. You'll sacrifice your life. You'll sacrifice a lot of things for the cause of Christ. You'll do good, and then evil will be done. You'll be repaid with evil. You'll hold your peace, and then other people will get to run away with their mouth and do whatever it is they're going to do, and you're going to suffer at the hand of others while you yet hold your peace and stand on God's word. Because it's in this same chapter of Hebrews, the scripture does say in verse 30 that vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, said the Lord. So you're walking, walking out your life in that faith that you initially, that caused you to initially believe when you first accepted Christ, and you're running with that. But as you run along, you start to suffer some things. You start to be, persecuted. You started to seemingly lose some ground. And there'll be times when you want to maybe throw your hands up. And it makes me think of John when he was in prison, and he heard about all the things that Jesus was doing. And we know that John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus. He was the one that was actually going out in the world and telling the world, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. He was the one that actually baptized Jesus. So he had relationship with Jesus. He had experience with Jesus. He even got the Holy Ghost before he was even born, because at the sound of Mary's voice, the Bible said that he leapt in his mother's womb. So that connection between John and Jesus was there even before John drew his first breath. And so it was well founded in him. He had that, he knew kind of faith and understanding in who Jesus was. And if that wasn't enough, when John was baptizing out in the wilderness, Jesus came that he might be baptized of John. And when that happened, the Lord confirmed in John, he said, this is what you'll see when my son comes to be baptized. And John knew that when that spirit descended like a dove, John knew, because God had told him that. So he had relationship. He knew of whom he was serving. He knew it was true. And yet the time came, because John got put in prison for doing what he already had done, what he had done all of his life. For doing what he was born to do, for following God's word, God's destiny, God's plan. And John ended up in prison. And he started to hear about the things that Jesus was doing. And immediately before this passage that I'm referring to, Jesus had just raised the widow's son from the dead. And John's disciples were coming and visiting him, and they kept telling him all these things. And so John got to thinking, now, go ask this guy, is he the one that we seek, or should we go seek another? And you may be at that point in your life where you have lived for Christ. You have lived your life as holy as you can. You have tried the best that you could to do everything that was pleasing to God. And all along the road, things kind of go good for a while. People talked about you, but you still kept doing it. People called you weird, because you were eating locusts and wild honey. Yet they still allowed you to do what it was you were called to do. You did it with pretty much just verbal opposition. And now you've progressed through your life, and now you're starting to have some physical opposition. You're being constricted. You're confined. You found yourself in a prison, and you can't move. You don't have the freedoms. Yet you see the world going free and doing wrong. You're serving the Lord, but you're finding yourself bound in the prison. But keep the faith and know. Listen for those things, because right outside those jail walls, Jesus told his disciples, he said, when they came to Jesus, he sent them right back. He said, go tell them that what you see out here, the lame walk, the blind see, those the gospel is preached to the poor. He said, go out and tell them what's going on. And he says, and thank God for those who don't get offended in me, those who don't get upset because they're being persecuted for my name's sake. Those who don't want to throw in the towel and say, well, why is this happening to me? I signed on to serve a risen Savior. I signed on to serve the King of Kings. But we have to get that mental, worldly picture out of our mind, because it's not a natural kingdom that we serve him for. It's not a natural kingdom that he died to restore unto us. It was a spiritual kingdom. It's a kingdom that we're going to get, like my grandmother says, in the sweet by and by, one day when it comes, when glory comes, when I get there, that's when I'm going to get my spiritual kingdom. Now, do I get benefits while I'm here? You're absolutely right. I sure do get benefits while I'm here. But does that mean I'm going to have a bed of ease while I'm down here? No, because if it did, then God would be a liar, because in his word, he said, we shall have tribulations. I will be persecuted for his sake. So when that trouble comes, I'm encouraging you on this morning to cast not away your confidence. Don't stop trusting in God just because you're having a little trouble. Don't stop trusting in God because you find yourself in jail. Now make sure that if you're in jail, you find yourself in jail for the cause of Christ. Don't go out there and start breaking the law and think that just because you're saved, you're going to get by with that. No, you're going to have to pay, because you are subject to the laws of this land. But if you find yourself persecuted, torn down, beaten down, talked about, chased out of town, and people scandalizing your name, lying on you, treating you bad, you're doing all the good in the world for them, and then they turn around and slap you in the face or spit on you, it worse than that, or beat you, don't sit there and throw your hands up and say, I'm gonna give up. No, hold on to your confidence, because in verse 36 it says, because I need to have patience, because after I have done the will of God, not the will of man, not the will of Jelaida, but the will of God, after I have done his will, even if I get thrown in jail, even if they beat me and stone me and throw me outside the city and leave me for dead, no matter what, if I hold on to my confidence in God, the confidence I had when I first believed. Go back and think about that time when you was first converted. When I was first converted, I can tell you, it was something hitting my spirit. It was right, they call it down in your quando, down in the middle of your belly. And when that hits me, when I think about it right now, it absolutely makes me want to stand up, the hair stand up on the top of my head. You might see me patting my feet. You may see me crying. But when I go back to that time when I first believed, it gives me the encouragement and the confidence to know that no matter what, there's not a jail you can put me in that will make me doubt God. There's not a whipping you could give me that will make me cast away my confidence in God. So I'm encouraging you on today, all you pastors, all you ministers, all you lay people, all of us that believe in God, no matter what, don't cast away your confidence, because there is a reward. It's a promise. God is one of those people that if he promised, he gonna show do it. You can take it right to the bank. You don't have to go get any collateral. Not with God. If God said it, it's a done deal. All you have to do is live long enough and right enough to get to it. Now, you can't take God's promise and then turn around and keep living for the world and then expect that you're going to get the benefit of his promise. But if you're living a holy life and stand on his word, and he tells us, be ye holy, for I am holy. Y'all, there ain't nothing wrong with being holy. Nothing at all, because holy is going to give me the glory, and I can go by myself. I'm okay with that. But I encourage you that if you want to see Jesus face to face and stay with Jesus, because we all going to see him face to face, but everybody's not going to stay there, because some of us, he going to dismiss. He going to say, no, you going to the second death. But I'm going on to glory, y'all, because I'm not going to cast away my confidence. Nothing in this world I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care what happens in this world. The threat of death, the threat of war, the threat of illness, H1N1, it has no authority in my life because I serve a risen Savior. God has already taken those infirmities to the cross. So I can stand on God's word. Hold on to your confidence this morning. At whatever it takes, my brothers and my sisters, you need to keep the faith. Because if we keep the faith, there will be a great recompense of reward. I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. I encourage you as you go throughout this week, as you keep the faith, remember that when you walk, walk in the Spirit. When you stand, stand on God's promises. And when you speak, speak life. God bless you.